There you have it, Tom Petty. Last Dance with Mary Jane. That's because of yesterday, Vic Henley. You're turning us on to some Tom Petty.
Oh, God. Everybody knows that one. Everybody remembers Kim Basinger in the video.
Jimmy said he didn't know the song.
Oh, wow.
Remember?
Yeah, you know that one, Jimmy. Now you
remember that one I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah. So we start with Tom Petty this morning.
We were just singing poorly, which is hard to do if you're trying to tell him it's Tom Petty and we still couldn't sing it right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it goes like,
right. Good looking corpse on Kim Basinger, though.
I was amazed that you remember that too. Now I know that she was in that video, but that's knowledge I just forget.
That's how Alec Baldwin always really wants to see her.
Just not talking.
Yeah, exactly, in a body bag. Somewhere.
That was an ugly divorce, wasn't it?
That was nasty, a little bit. Just crazy.
How could she be asking? Was she asking for money or something? And thinking, she's get Kim Basinger money.
I don't know. I think.
Wasn't he mad about divorce lawyers?
But I think Alec Baldwin might have some issues too. So I mean, come on, let's.
She had a horrible. She had a million different bad financial horrible decisions. She bought a town in Georgia.
Really?
Yeah, she bought it. Just it was some little small town that she tried to really try to help them out. It was somewhere maybe she knew somebody or grandmother lived there or something, and like the town was on such bad times that you could literally buy the town. And so somebody conned her into buying the town in a way to community service sort of help fix it, but then it didn't work.
Why didn't it work? What happened with
the town? I can't remember the end of it. Was it a dirty old town?
What happened?
It just needed garbage pickup. The dirty old town.
I'm sorry for this is one of those towns where I only know like four facts. I can't fill in all the blanks.
She bought a town. That's a big fact.
So that's a good one. She bought a town.
I do remember that now that you mention
it. North Georgia.
But I couldn't tell you what happened to the little town that Kim Basinger bought back in the day with her money.
I think she changed the name of it to Kim Basinger Town, and then the only stuff they were allowed to sell was her movies.
That's right.
And the town went under. No one wants to buy them in the town.
Well, she probably doesn't understand how the regular person lives, so she probably was like, we don't need a supermarket. That's stupid.
Get it delivered.
Right.
I don't. It's. I forget. It's literally, you know, population.
Well, we're gonna find out. We got the Google.
I think.
Could
we
you find out what happened to Kim Basinger's town?
I'm dying to know what happened to this town.
They've been having a lot of trouble with the internet this morning. I'm here to tell you.
What do you mean? There's problems with the internet.
At the billion-dollar corporation, they've been trying to show me. So there it is, Brazelton, Georgia.
Brazelton. Okay. Yes. Brazelton, Georgia. Go down the history, the geography.
In '89, she bought it. Was it that many years ago?
Somewhere around there, probably.
Yeah, that's when she was hot in Hollywood, I should say.
Handcuffed to Richard Gere, and they were trudging through a swamp in that movie, whatever. Remember that movie?
It was Richard Gere. He's
vaguely.
Going, Doc, get it out. That was the movie.
Yeah, good old Richard Gere. The gerbil story, huh?
How do you get that one attached to you if you're Richard Gere? How does that happen?
How many times has he had to say no?
Yeah, not true. That's probably his standard. Hey, Richard, not true.
That's how he greets people. Not true. You just reach your hand out to shake his hand, and he says that.
Not true.
Not true. Richard, not true gear. Brazelton, Kim Basinger, bankruptcy. Even bankruptcy, Basinger lives well. What do we got here? 1995. All right, we're getting close to the answer, Vic Henley.
She had a little money left over and didn't want to share it with the people of Brazelton, it looks like. That's what this article is trying to say. Yeah, that she was still living well while the town had to go into bankruptcy.
Obviously a very, very small town. How many people lived there?
It's 2,294, it looks like.
Wait, she's 5 years, 88, she bought the town with some partners. She sold it for $1 million and declared bankruptcy. How much did she pay for it?
She paid $20 million. Buying the small town of Brazelton, Georgia for $20
million. Wow.
With the dream of turning it, here we go, into a tourist attraction that featured movie studios. What?
And a film festival.
And a film festival. It was a massive failure for Kim Basinger. What, she thought Hollywood was going to go to Brazelton, Georgia to film?
Yeah.
She became interested in the town while stuck in a traffic jam.
Yep.
God, know how many
Keep
towns.
Keep going, look.
I know how many towns you could buy on Long Island? You know how